Violet's Discovery, Part 4. It was finally time for the first checkup. Violet climbed into the car with her mom and they headed to the doctor's office. "He's probably going to tell me it's not getting better and that I'll never walk again," complained Violet. "No, that's a little dramatic," her mom responded. They arrived at the office and sat in the waiting area waiting for their turn. Finally, Violet was taken back to get x-rayed. After more waiting, the doctor came into the room. "Well, it looks like you're about halfway there, Violet," he said. "Everything is coming along well. In a few more weeks, you should be getting back to normal. In the meantime, we'll give you a walking boot, and you can start using that instead of the crutches." Violet and her mom headed back home. "I can't believe I have more time with this stupid injury," Violet said as she stared at the boot on her leg. "The doctor said it's coming along well, Violet. You're already halfway through. You can either look at the progress that has been made already, or look at all the negatives." "The last 4 weeks have been so long. I can't believe I have to spend more weeks with a gimp leg. Who cares that I can walk on it now? I still can't run." "Violet, you've chosen to focus on all the gloomy aspects you can find. You can't change the fact that your leg is broken, but you can change your attitude towards it. I don't want to hear any more complaining about it," her mother said sternly. Violet sat in her room, staring out the window when the phrase, "carry weather inside of you," passed through her thoughts. Then she remembered how she had altered her attitude by what she chose to focus on. Violet decided she was tired of feeling so glum. She didn't feel like taking responsibility for her attitude, but even more so, she didn't want to feel hopeless and sad anymore. So she decided she would change. Violet focused on the plaque. "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." "What can I give thanks for right now?" she thought. "I'm thankful that I can walk without my crutches now. I'm thankful that God made my body able to heal. I'm thankful that I'm not stuck like this forever." She looked at her leg and tried to think of another. "I'm thankful that I'm getting closer to being able to run again." A few moments passed when suddenly another thought came into focus, something she had never considered being thankful for. "I'm thankful I get to choose." Violet had never thought about what it would be like if she was not able to choose her attitude. What if when something bad happened, she had to feel horrible? What if she had to say depressed or angry? But she didn't. God had given her the gift of choice, the choice to be thankful or to be angry, to be joyful or to be sad. Violet went over to the plaque on the wall and under the verse wrote, "I get to choose."